pervert codename online was Crystal Balls 666. And I wonder how I became the number one insurance guy in the state. Told you folks, Satanists run it all. I told you those stories on air for 30 plus years. Growing up in the richest county in Texas at the time and trying to get recruited by a rich Satanist. Eyes wide shut, folks. Part of my education. I've been the Tom Cruise character, but not when I was some Harvard doctor when I was 13, 14, 15. But I never partook of it. Literally, repeatedly left. And I just was like, when I was younger, I was like, God, why is this happening to me? Well, it's part of your education, son. Part of your education. And now I've been offered up on the mountain the money and the power to sell America out. And you know what I told them? Piss up a rope. Good Lord. Piss up a rope. But see, I knew stuff like this was evil. I still believed the propaganda and lies that abortion was legal and was just a blob of tissue and it wasn't really a kid if you caught it the first 6 weeks. So there I was saying, no, I'm not going to be part of your sex orgy, which I wasn't connecting with it. It was pedophilic because I was like 13, 14, 15, but technically it was. But when it came to killing my own kids, I was like, yeah, it's all right, $300. Pew. And I never really pressured the girls. They were always like, I'm pregnant. And there was one girl, didn't tell me she was pregnant. And all of a sudden her parents, she was a couple years older than me. She was like 16. I was like 14. She's like, oh, you know, come into town, see my family here in Dallas. She lived there with her parents. They had other family. And she had like an older sister with kids and stuff. You like kids? You like baby strollers? You want to take care of kids? I'm like, no, not yet. And they're like, see? Look at her. And I know what's going on. And she had the abortion and got mad at me. You know, that's the thing. I didn't know about that until she had the abortion. Then they always hate you after they have it. I had this other incredible girlfriend when I was in college. And I was celibate. Well, it was college like a year. And I was celibate for about a year and a half when God really hit me and said, stop, you know, being part of this when I was 18. But then I got this other girlfriend. And I was wearing condoms and stuff, but somehow it broke. Getting graphic here, but it's just biology. And she was just ultra gorgeous, Eastern European. And I saw her, and she goes, I can't see anymore. I just am too depressed. I'm too upset. And then she said, yeah, you got me pregnant. I had an abortion. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. You should have told me. We'd have got married. Yeah, right. And she was like going to college, was top of her class, be a doctor, all this other stuff. She's probably listening right now. But, and I was like, okay, that is it. I'm going back to no dating for a while. And that's how I got on the air and all the stuff I did. But the only reason I tell that story is you get into the Satanism. You think, oh my God, Satanists, people in hoods, all this stuff. Except they're wearing hoods and there's women open with the, you know, look like supermodels. And you think like, you see that, you go, oh, that's the devil. I'm not going to do that. But, $300 kill my kids. See, it's all how they shade it. It's all how they cover it up. It's all how they defend it. So all you out there pointing your fingers, you know, these evil people and stuff, it's good to do that. But just what have you done, though? Think about what you've done. And think about how you got tricked into it. Because that's really the thing. But, man, I look at my four children now, I would jump in a wood chipper to save them. I know you would as parents as well. And you just, those of you that have had abortions, I know, I see your testimonies all the time. It's like, how did you do that? How did you get tricked into that? But people that don't repent, they get more bitter and more hateful and love it. It's like a sacrament. And I feel so sorry for those people. But I'm sorry. I just want to talk about evil. I'm talking about how I'm evil as well. Because I'm not up here on some high horse. But I choose good. I choose God. And I choose trying to be the best person I can. And I'm not a coward. And I stand up against bullies and evil. And I'm not for sale. And I can feel it in my soul. God's forgiven me and loves me now. And God says, you have been a good, I can feel it now. God's like, you are a good servant. You are strong. You're a warrior for freedom. I love you. I forgive you. Well, thank you, God, and pass the ammunition.